Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Ray Allen got catfished. Former Milwaukee Buck, former Boston Celtic, former Miami Heat. A guy that we had often praised as a really smart guy. Because why? When the NBA went to like this one-size-fit-all max contract for star players under which he fell, he decided he was just going to do the contract himself and save the 6% agent fees because he wasn't going to get any more money by using an agent. Smart guy, right? Maybe not so smart. Or he's not so smart when he's thinking of his little head, not his big head.
Well, this thing he had all kinds of twists.
He got catfished so bad.
Right, but it took all kinds of twists and turns.
Well, it took twists and turns because the guy catfishing him, a dude posing as a woman, by the way.
As several women from what I heard.
And given the nature of some of the text messages I saw published by some of the less responsible online outlets about this, which they probably shouldn't, but okay, whatever. But I can't imagine as a dude, Bob, being able to text that stuff to another dude pretending to be a woman and pretending to be that filthy.
Well, I don't get it.
That's weird. Sure. I'm not homophobic per se, but I'd have a hard time doing that. Oh yeah. I really want to, I can't wait to,
Well, you're not, baby. But you have no interest
knowing it's Ray freaking Allen.
But you have no interest in catfishing anybody either. So that none of it makes sense to us.
I guess if you're in the catfish game, then you do what you got to do.
And what
sort
is
of
that?
Like gay
why
porn
are you,
guys
why are you
who
in
say
the,
they're not, I'm not gay. I'm just doing gay porn because it pays triple.
Why are you in the catfish game? What? Is there a
money?
What money? What
it's not
money?
For fun?
What money?
Where do you want money? He had this guy starts catfishing Ray Allen online on social media, posing as a hot chick with a super hot profile pic, booty da booty, saying, "Hey, Jesus Shuttlesworth, how about I meet you here? Do this, blah blah blah." He's a married man, by the way, Ray Allen, and. So he starts texting back, "Oh, yeah, that'd be great. No, what do you do? And, you know, where do you work? And what's going on? When can we meet? Blah, 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 blah." And next thing you know, this guy who's not a chick has got all these incriminating texts and other communications from a famous NBA player. And then he pulls off the mask and says, "Ha ha, I'm a dude. Give me money or all of this gets flushed out onto the internet." There's how you make money, Bob, in catfishing.
But that's extortion at that point, and now it's a crime.
Right, but...
Extortion, catfishing, you know, it's a matter of degrees.
It is extortion, but the reason someone can extort you is because you don't want what they know to become public knowledge.
So Ray Allen had agreed to pay this guy $100,000 to just go away.
Hey, Uber got off for $100,000 too.
I know, isn't that funny?
Ray Allen and Uber. Uber's
good job,
a giant
good effort, Uber. Way to go! Yeah. Oh boy, they got huge security breach. 57 million accounts. What are the chances our accounts are one of those in that batch of stolen accounts?
100%.
100%.
100%.
Yes. Good thing I used my alias name while signing up for accounts.
Ron Mexico.
That's right.
There you go.
Old Ron Mexico fails you.
So you catfished Uber.
Brock Middlebrook is mine, actually. That was Andre Rison's, his alternate name back in the day. Brock Middlebrook. Okay. That said, so the agreement between Ray Allen and his catfish buddy fell apart, and he said, "Now, you know what? I'm not going to pay you." And that's when the catfish guy said, "Okay, time to go scorched earth," and started harassing Ray Allen's family and emailing and communicating with them and texting and posting things. Yeah, it was nuts.
Well, then
now Ray Allen is trying to shut this guy down, and the catfish is suing him for stalking him.
Well, and then
saying, "Hey, would Ray Allen please stop stalking me online? I'm just a normal guy." And Ray Allen's like, "No, no, see, what's happening here is that he was catfishing me, and then he extorted me, and then the deal fell apart, and now he won't leave me alone, and I'm just trying to find out how to get a hold of him so I can, you know, please say, stop harassing my family. I'm not following him.
Well, it sounds like the catfisher guy has, you know, the playbook and knows all the moves, and Ray Allen is just standing there going, what's going on?
Oh, he's playing catch-up.
Right.
Scrambling.
Well, then the guy, after all this, said, no, he's catfishing me, or he won't leave me alone, he's stalking me. Then he comes out and says, oh, by the way, we had a gay relationship, Ray and I.
Yeah, that's another level of it.
Dude, really?
I mean, yes.
Come on.
Allen claimed that this guy, Bryant Coleman, posted about Ray's wife, Ray's children, Ray's dog, Ray's homes, Ray's wife's restaurant, and numerous other personal items. Coleman not only posted about these things, he would actually post while physically located inside Ray Allen's wife's restaurant in Orlando.
While he was sitting there at a
table. And he would make sure they knew it, tagging Ray and his wife on those posts.
This guy's like a pro.
How can he not just be arrested by the police today?
This is right out of Pacific Heights.
Right. I mean, what do you need on the guy?
Well, you need to find out, has he done anything illegal? Is it illegal?
It's harassment at this point. That's a crime.
It all sounds illegal to me.
Extortion is a crime. There's two. I came up with two right there. What's he done that's wrong? Well, he extorted me for $100,000.
All right, what if you do this? What if you say, hey, man, I just like to catfish people for fun. So
yeah, well then there's
I don't care what your motives are.
Hold on.
You're doing something illegal.
No, that's not illegal.
Catfishing is not illegal. Brian. Not illegal.
It's when you start asking for money to be quiet. Now it becomes a crime.
But what if you never ask?
He did though.
For money. Well, that's I'd have to see the details.
I was just reading something about misrepresenting yourself on the internet.
And
that is, being illegal?
Yes. It was I know what it was. Now, it was a list of things you may not know you're breaking the law by doing. One of them was misrepresenting yourself on the internet according to the blah 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 Act of 19.
Define misrepresent.
Well,
not tell the truth.
Go. Yeah.
You're not telling
well,
the truth.
Well, it's not that simple. Here's why. I read a story. I read a long story about a catfish tale with a happy ending.
They got married?
No, what happened was...
No one died.
True, no one died. Okay. No one was chopped up into a garbage bag and dumped into a river.
That's
called the happiest story ever on the internet. No, it was of a woman who fell in love with an online profile of this Italian guy who looked like a model, and they corresponded online. They talked on the phone for almost a year before finally setting up a meeting. Well, it turns out the guy on the other end, he didn't look like a model. He wasn't 31 years old and dashingly handsome. He was 54 years old and bald.
But it didn't matter because she had fallen in love with him,
with him and his conversation and everything else.
Sure.
And his style and his wit. And so once that finally fell apart and she was very hurt by it, she found out using a photo search who the model was that this guy stole the photo of or used his photo of to portray as himself, and warned the model saying, hey, you know, this happened once that a guy used your photo to catfish me, and I'm not sure if anyone else is doing it, but I just thought I'd let you know that. Guess what happened? She met the real model and fell in love.
The real dude. He's not a model.
The real dude. Yeah. Yes. She ended up meeting the real dude after talking with him, and the two of them got together. Yay. Now, I asked you, Brian.
It's tough as moving the business, Jerry.
Yeah.
Lying to the chick, sending her the picture of somebody else, and now trying to sell you to her.
Yeah. Now, Brian, you say it's illegal to represent yourself as somebody you're not. Does just a different photo count as a crime?
Here, I found what I was reading.
Okay.
The Computer Fraud and Abuse Act has a stipulation that says you can't use a computer without authorized access, which can include not following a site's terms of service, according to NPR. It would depend on the site's policy, but if you actually bother reading the fine print, you'll probably see a line agreeing not to provide false information.
Okay.
One Rhode Island prison guard had to pay $500 in fines for setting up a fake Facebook page of his boss. The state has since revoked its law against use of fraudulent information, though.
Yeah, the state has since revoked the law.
Well, all I know is what I read on the internet.
But can you remember the last time anyone was prosecuted for creating a fake Facebook account?
No,
I can't.
No, I couldn't tell you once.
So in other words, catfishing happens all the time because there's money in it. And when it comes to extortion, Bob, I don't know what the line is between asking for money or just saying, "Ha, well, I'm sorry I catfished you, but that's pretty funny, though. Sure do have a lot of screen caps of your text messages, but oh well, no big deal. I'm sure those will never go anywhere." So
I think it becomes a crime when you say, "Hey, for $100,000, I won't just put these up on the internet."
What if you don't say that, though? What if you just then basically go, "Boy, that was fun, wasn't it, Ray?"
Well, then I guess
don't worry, though. I'm going to make sure to delete all these, and this will never embarrass you.
Yeah, that's not going to happen either.
And then you go silent, and you wait for his answer. Is that extortion?
My answer would be, "Really?" Question mark.
And I'd say,
"Thanks."
Here, you be Ray Allen.
Smiley
I'll
face.
Be, you be Ray Allen. I'll be the catfishing guy.
Okay.
Hey, Ray, guess what? I'm a dude. You've been texting to a dude. Sorry, buddy.
Wait, what?
Sorry.
Wait, who are you?
I'm Big Booty 427. You know, the girl you met online.
Who's that picture? Well, who's
I don't know, just some hoe I found on the internet.
Yeah. Do you know her?
No, I don't know her at all, actually. I'm just a dude, man. I'm catfishing.
Well, who was sending those texts about sucking on this and sucking on that?
That was me. I was kidding. Like, I'm really going to suck on your thing. Come on. I'm a dude. I loved you in Miami, man. Heat championship.
Well,
that
I'm
was
kind
great.
Of embarrassed.
Anyway, so look, hey, you're embarrassed. Fine. You know what? I catfish people. It's what I do. Gotcha. I got you. Got you catfished. Good. Man, Ray, you need to spend more time with yourself in the shower because you're way too charged up sexually, man.
What are you going to do with you're those wasting... pictures I sent you?
Oh, because
there were pictures sent.
I don't know. I don't even know. I mean, I only have about 10 of them on my phone right now. I'll probably delete them. After a while.
Or maybe 20. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know the number. I just, you know.
Well, yeah,
I leave my phone
those?
Sitting on my desk at work.
Could
every
you delete
now and then.
Those, please?
Well, I don't know.
The pictures.
It kind of reminds me.
And the text. Can you delete the pictures and the text, please?
Kind of reminds me of the good times we had.
Okay,
together.
Sure, we're pals.
It was a steamy romance while it lasted, Ray. You got to admit that. I kind of want to hold on to these.
And that's where Ray would plot to find him. And
you gave me Ray. Ray, you gave me these steamy text messages.
I thought you were
in
that
confidence.
Give them to you. He
girl.
Gave them to someone he thought was someone else.
I can't. If your notions of sexual beauty are so narrow that you can't expand your mind that maybe I'm not.
Well, you gave me the notion. 276,
then that's on you, man.
Well, I
you gave these to me, Ray. I'm not going to get rid of them. No. No. I want to remember our relationship. Now you're making me mad. I might have to hang up. That's when the $100,000 comes in, Bob.
Yeah.
That's when you just start looking in your bank account with a mountain of NBA millions saying, "How can I make this go away quickly?" And if you offer it, then is it extortion?
I'm sure what guarantees come with that $100,000?
I think if you actually stipulated, then you'd be guilty of extortion. But if somebody just says,
"What if
here,
he shows up
100
again?
Grand,
what if he shows up again for another 100 grand in a month
or two?
Of
course he's gonna.
Yeah.
Once you got a catfish on the hook,
yeah,
you reel him in.
This is why all I do on the internet is order T-shirts.
What are the impersonation laws? You can't go into a hotel and say, "Hey, I'm Aaron Rodgers," and sign autographs as Aaron Rodgers.
No, we've had the story. The guy who was impersonating Terry Jacks, remember?
Right.
Seasons in the Sun. Who knows what Terry Jacks looks like now? But there was a guy
right,
going around the country.
It's against the law to do
right,
that.
Right, you can't
it's not
do that.
Against the law to impersonate somebody.
It is when you start signing for stuff. Yeah, these guys were arrested.
Oh, when you sign autographs.
Yeah.
Well, because you're passing off something of value that has no value.
There was a guy, impersonating Randy Meisner from the Eagles. Who knows what Randy Meisner looks like?
I've seen him. Old and shriveled.
Yeah, but for the most part.
And still mousy.
99.9% of America goes, you were with the Eagles? Yeah. I sang Take It to the Limit. And a guy was doing that and like getting these great rates or whatever.
The high notes now. Yeah. Well, I can't. Really. Yeah,
so.
I'm going to impersonate Timothy B. Schmidt.
No, you can't.
I'm just so happy. I'm just so happy to be part of the band. I mean, this is the greatest thing that ever happened to me.
You don't have the long hair. You don't have the falsetto.
I get a wig. Get a wig. I can fake the falsetto. Wig.
No one would spot that. Yeah.
What's they even doing in that wig?
I mean, Glenn just says, hit the high note. And I'm like, sure, I'd love to. I mean, this is great. I've played in some of the crappiest bands ever. I'm with the Eagles now. This is great.
Well, Ray Allen, you learned a lesson, I hope.
Is it over yet?
No, I mean, no.
Right, it's not even close to being you don't even say
the lessons
that line.
I learned, even though the ordeal is not over.
You don't get to deliver that line, well, I guess you learned a lesson, until it's over.
Not
he's
true.
He's still learning the lesson. Well, it's not yet.
He's learned lesson 101. He's about to learn lesson 202 and advanced lessonomics 303.